It seems appropriate, Myron, to fill in a little bit of the history of what the social safety net in the United States has been and where it's going. I mean, people certainly take for granted, I think, these days, Social Security or Medicaid, Medicare, but they don't really have much sense of where they came from and how we got to the social welfare state that we live in now that many people decry but depend upon all the same. So could you fill in a little bit of that history, where we've been and where we're going?
The Great Depression had such a major impact on our society for a whole bunch of reasons, and one of them was because of the social safety net. Because until the 1930s, if you needed aid, you had to depend on your churches, your local institutions, your neighbors to help you out. I remember my grandmother talking about the hobos who were riding the rails, and that sometimes my dad would go out to get eggs, and there weren't any eggs. And my grandmother would simply respond by saying, well, the chickens will lay eggs again tomorrow. And occasionally they lost a chicken, but she knew, and most people did, that we had lots of poor people, and having something to eat was crucial to our entire society. So we ended up with a number of programs coming out of the 1930s, because when you had a depression on the scale that we had, families and churches and local institutions were not able to keep up with the demand. The history of Eau Claire says that one of the things our city government did in the early 1930s was drive the hobos out from underneath the bridge by the Eau Claire River, and that's not much of a social safety net. So we got programs like Social Security started, which is old age insurance, so that once you could not work any longer, you didn't have to worry about 3 square meals a day and a roof over your head. That has been expanded to be Social Security and disability insurance. It's been expanded to add children. And it's constantly under attack because the belief is that if you provide people aid who are poor, they will become dependent on that aid and then will eventually refuse to work for themselves. I don't believe that holds up to scrutiny one bit. And when I hear that argument about cutting people off of welfare, my response typically is, so if you want to punish the adults, we should starve the children. And in effect, that's what you're doing. We're the richest country in the world. There are things that we can afford to do, like many countries in the world do, and actually took the cue from us to provide a safety net for our most vulnerable citizens.
Since the 1960s, the Great Society programs of LBJ, the only other program that I've heard, the major program change that I've heard of since then, was what happened under Bill Clinton in the 1990s, the change about welfare, because there was concerned, exactly as you said, you know, these poor people are just going to keep leeching on the system. Could you talk about what happened in the 1990s and the effect that's had on our country?
Well, the End Welfare as We Know It program ended welfare simply by throwing people off of welfare. The idea was that you need to get a job. Well, if there are no jobs available, or if the job means that you leave your children at home unattended because you cannot afford child care while you go off to that job, what does that do to our overall society? And we have seen all kinds of negative things happen because of that. I understand people who want people to get jobs. I think that's great. But at what cost to society when you leave children unattended at home and don't provide the proper care because our wages are so low that you cannot afford daycare and so on and so forth? So I believe in erring on the side of providing basic services to mothers and children and people who are hurting. And we know that many people who do not find work on a consistent basis frequently have some mental illness, some disability of some kind that keeps them from working. So we threw a lot of people off of aid, and many of those families have never recovered. While we can spend all kinds of money on weapons, we have a hard time spending a few dollars on food for children. And I just think that's wrong.